Ian Mitchell's in, and you look like a film star. It's going to come to me in a minute who you look like, Ian, but you
Godzilla.
Now, we were trying to work out who you came on with the last time you were in, and we both thought that it may have been Kevin Wilson, or it possibly was...
Kevin,
yeah.
Not Andy, Andy Knight, but you've been in before.
Kevin.
You've been in before.
Well, I have been in before, yeah.
And you're in to promote a fabulous event that's happening, in about a week's time?
It's coming up on the 2nd to the 5th of June, which is the Newport Jazz Weekend.
Brilliant. And where's that then?
All over Newport.
Right on our doorstep.
It starts off with a jazz tuition course,
right,
which is open to people who are grade 5 and above. And there's an application on the website. And the concert for the... tuition course is the opening event for the Jazz Weekend on Thursday the 2nd of June at the Apollo Theatre, followed by a concert by a wonderful sax player by the name of Karen Sharp, supported by Nick Page, and then Jim Thorne, who's the event director, John Thorne on bass and Ken Black on drums. And then thereafter, over the whole of the weekend, we've got events going on at the Apollo Theatre, the Methodist Church, Key Arts Centre. We're up at the hospice, we're in Newport Minster, and then on the Sunday evening we conclude by going up to the Medina Theatre with the California State University Northridge Big Band, because they're very big on their bands, big bands in the States. And then Grammy-nominated American vocalist Stacey Kent closes the event up at the Medina on Sunday evening.
That's right on our doorstep, that is, Cheryl. Do you know, it's the only show we don't do is a jazz show.
Right.
But we should.
Mm. Absolutely.
Interested?
Could be.
All right, okay, we'll chat more about that later on. You're obviously a player yourself.
No, I'm the media man and photographer for the event.
You look like a jazz player though. You could mime well.
I aspire to be complete. That's a rubbish.
Are you is this happened before?
Is it this is the fifth
before?
Year that's
this
been
the
going
fifth
on
year.
It started off, say, 5 years ago, and it's a bit of an offshoot from Newport Jazz Club. But it's now developed a life of its own. And it just started off with a few events around Newport, and we had Digby Fairweather down for the first year, and he was the sort of MC and artist in residence. And it's just got bigger and bigger. But it's work that the committee are responsible and make sure that everything is properly budgeted for. And if an event did cover a loss, then the committee would cover that themselves rather than not pay people, which has happened before, but we won't dwell on that.
Fantastic. Yeah. It sounds like a really, really good event. And I'm ashamed to say that living in Newport, it's first I've heard of it, and I say this year we can get right behind it, and hopefully, it'll be a massive success like it deserves to be. So, 2nd of June.
2nd of June to the 5th of June. And also there's a lot of fringe stuff going on as well. So there's a lot of places, mostly places that sell alcohol, I have to say. Mm-hmm. It goes hand in hand with the musicians sometimes, but also a few eateries involved, and we're just finalising the last details on that at the moment. But these are all free, so you can pay to go to see the main events, and the prices on those, the student and tutors concert is actually a free event. We've got other ones that range from Chichester College are doing a piece at the Newport Methodist Church, tickets £3 for that, up to our main headliner, which is Stacey Kent, and tickets for that are £12. And that's extraordinarily reasonable.
It is very reasonable. Yeah. It is. Is there a place where we can get more details on a website, a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page under Newport Jazz Weekend. There's also a website, newportjazzweekend.co.uk. And you can get details of all the events there, because we've got some at the hospice and also at Key Arts, where we've combined the music event with a meal. So there's different prices for that as to what you book in for. But rather than sort of read through everything on air, we'll be here till the middle of next week and you've got other things to broadcast. But
we haven't, Ian.
Well, right, on a Thursday. But it's all there on the website, and tickets are available either online or from the county press shop.
Okay, brilliant. And you've got a programme there?
I've got a programme there, yeah.
Where are they? Can people get hold of those?
They can get hold. This is just the initial flyer. The new programmes should be available either today or tomorrow, and they will start being distributed as soon as. But I'm sure the county press shop will be carrying a supply of those, because we're sponsored by County Press and also by Red Funnel.
Okay,
to whom we're much obliged.
Good on them. I know that they come in for a bit of criticism, Red Funnel, but they've always supported local businesses and events like this. So you know, good on them as well. And without them, it would be very difficult to
do that, because you've got to bring the musicians over from the mainland. And of course, you know, we love being on an island, but it's that piece of water, and it can be a little bit insurmountable and can put the costs up if you've got to pay for everything. But we do get some very good support from Red Funnel, which makes the whole thing happen.
Now, obviously, you've worked and planned this wonderful event that's going to happen. How difficult is it to find a date in the calendar that, you know, because I'm thinking you've pitched it just right, it's before the festival, I don't think it clashes with anything else.
Well, it started off actually in July. But then we found it was clashing with a couple of things on the mainland as it got bigger and bigger. And it was always clashing with Rhythm Tree, for example. But with some input, it does help the island's tourist economy by moving it further forward in the year, because that then extends the holiday season for the island. So we do get some support from the tourist people as well. And then just try to make sure it doesn't clash with too much. I mean, it tends to clash with Gaffers, but then Gaffers is now just on alternate years anyway.
That's right,
so,
yeah.
But whatever which weekend you choose, you're going to clash with something.
Sure.
And the thing is, most of the events, apart from one or two of the fringe events which may take place in the square, are undercover. You haven't got too far to hop between gigs if you just park your car somewhere in Newport, and you can scuttle around between gigs without getting too wet if there's a downpour. But hopefully it's going to be a lovely sunny weekend.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's my 30th birthday that weekend.
Oh, Nick, come on, Ian.
Again?
I'm 10 more years on.
Shut up, Ian. We were getting on well.
It's 11.
All right, so
until the 5th of June.
If you want more details, you can check out our website and a Facebook page.
NewportJazzWeekend.co.uk or Newport Jazz Weekend on Facebook.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
And maybe, my pleasure.
Maybe come in a couple of weeks' time, just to give it that extra push, the week before.
Yeah, I'm lined up for something like that, and hopefully bring in Nick Page, who's one of the tutors for the
that'd be great.
Jazz Weekend. And also he's playing, and he's a very fine guitar player as well.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Maybe he could bring his guitar with him and we could have a little session.
I'll remind him.
Okay.
Okay, lovely.
Ian, thanks very much for coming in. We're going to change seats now because you're going to actually record something, aren't you?
So I was told, yes.